Davar Hashem al Moshe Leimar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Davar al B'nai Yisrael, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, V'yikhu li truma, and they'll take from me truma, Me'yez kolush asher yidvenu liboy, tikhu as trumas. From everyone whose heart desires, they will take my truma. V'zois ha'truma asher tikhu me'itam, zoha v'chesu v'nechoshes. Rabbi Gdan Miller, Sefer Teres Avigdor says a Dovra Nifla. He says something that should shake us up every time we come to Parashas Truma. He says a Dovra Nifla Admaid. He says the Bria of the world, the Bria of the world, Reishis Bara Lekim. Talking about the Bria of this world alone, that's Earth. How many ploim are there in Earth? How many dvarim? How many? You take Adam himself, a human being, you take any part of the human being and you study it, the chachma involved, the chachma in the eye, the chachma, the brain we have no idea about, the chachma in the eye, the chachma in every part of the human being. And you put that all together. The pellet. You could talk, this, you could fill this whole building with books about the human being and it's not going to be enough. Now talk about the land around him and talk about the vast sea and what goes on underneath, which we don't even have a clue of what goes on down there, all the depths of the sea. Talk about the planets. There's trillions of stars. They're sending up now these in space. They're sending up these cameras that are taking pictures of galaxies that they never knew existed. So the entire Bria is like beyond anybody's imagination what it is. How much space in the Torah is dedicated to that? 31 psukim. 31 psukim to the trillions of stars, to the trillions of cells in a human being and in animals. Niflumai, 31 psukim to the entire Bria. Comes to the Mishkan, Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudet. Five parshiyos. There's no subject in the Torah that takes up so much room as the parsha of the Mishkan. So what is the pshat? It's up to Rabbi Gdan Miller that this should shock us out of our wits, the amount of ahava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. Because it's all about the Mishkan. And the Mishkan only was in the Midbar for less than 40 years. And Afal Pi Kein, this was the tachlis of the Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misava to be to rest his shechina b'tachtayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous taiva to rest his shechina amongst Klal Yisrael. So this should be to us a mind-boggling hakara. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, that to the entire Bria that he created, which is plan, really plan, 31 psukim, and to the Mishkan, which was only temporary five parshas that shows us the tremendous ahava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael and how much he craves to be with us. So Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe Leimer, Dabro B'nei Yisrael V'yikhu li truma Me'yeis kolish Hashem yidvenu liboy tikhus chumasi V'zois ha'trum Hashem tikhum e'itam zov v'chesu v'nechashas. Three times the word truma is mentioned over here. V'yikhu li truma Tikhus Trumasi, and again Vizayis HaTrumas. So Rashi says, Gimel Trumas Amuraskan. There are three Trumas that are set over here. One of them, they made the Adonim out of, that's the frames on the bottom of the Kroshim. One of them was for the Karbonis, for the Karbon Tamid, for the Karbonis Tzibur. And the third one was the different donations that everybody gave to build the Mishkan with. The first two, everybody gave equally. It was Bekalag Lugoylas, it was Machzis HaShekel. And the third one, everybody gave whatever they felt they wanted to donate, they gave. So Zogta Kliyakar, the first two Trumas are Meyuchas to Hashem. It says, V'yikhu li Truma, li lishmi. And then it says, Tikhu as Truma, si, my Truma. The first two Trumas are Meyuchas to Hashem. But the third one, it says, this is the truma you should take from them. What's the chilek between the first two and the third? So Zakt Kliyakar, the first two were everybody gave equally. Everybody gave a Bekel of Gulgailas, a Maxis Hashekel, an equal Nesina for everybody. There was no Mokim for Gaiva, there was no Mokim that one should feel better than the other. They all gave equally. That kind of a Truma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu places his name upon it, L'shmi, Truma Si, that's my kind of a Truma, where nobody has any Gaiva over the other. Not only that, but what was made out of the first two also represents Anava. From the first Bekel HaGulgulis, they made the Adonah that were on the bottom of the Mishkan. That's the ultimate in Anava. But at the same time, it supports the Kroshim, and the word Adonah has under the word Odin. That even if when a person's in Anav, Adarabba, Kodesh Baruch Hu elevates him and he has an Adnus over the Briah. So there you have the Midah Anava with that. The Karbonas Sibur, the Karbonas, they shechted the animals. That also represents Anavas. The Ramban says that Be'etzem, a person should think that he is really the one that's roy to be geshechted on the Mizbeah. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu did a chesed, and he allowed us to shecht the Behem. So that too represents Anava. That is like the Bekel HaGulgulis that was given equally. The third one, the third Truma, that everybody gave a fee, what he wanted to give. So over there, there was a little bit of gaiva and a little bit of feeling haughty. That's v'zois ha'truma she'tikhu me'itam. That's their truma, but it's not miyuchas after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a beautiful machshavah from the Kli Yakar. The iris elim adamim, and the skins of elim that are dyed red, the iris tchoshim, and the skins of tchoshim atzeishit. Rashi brings down Tachash is a min chaya. Viloyhoisa ela lusha. It only was there for the moment. The harbi gavonim hoyuva. It had many different colors. Lekach mitargen sazguna. Therefore, the Targumunculus calls it sazguna. Shesos umispoer begavonim shaloi. That it rejoices and it's proud of its different colors. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Tavchav Chesem Bidbeis, says that Tachash was a big chayim, and it had a big horn in the middle of its head. And pointed out, Moshe Rabbeinu found it with Yishah, and from that he made the Tachash for the Mishkan, and he covered the top with it, and it was hidden. And afterwards it no longer was in use. That's why you take the Gemara on Shabbos, Tavchav Chesem Bidbeis. The Gemara of Abashra, Tavchav Zayinu Bidbeis, is Moshe. That this keret that was on the head of the tachash, lukusi, it's a mum. What does that mean? It had a beautiful skin, but this thing in the middle of its head made it mias. So it took away the whole beauty. So chayre dafin fashtein, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create such a bria or make it appear now if he saw, you know, only to use the art, just punk this. Rishon did not have any other opportunities, any other things he could make to use as the covering for the Mishkan. He had to dafka be megal of the tachash. Moshe Rabbeinu used it, and then it was taken away. What was so special about this? So the Sefer Hadrash v'Ha'iyun, Hagoyin Rabban Levin Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. Unfortunately, it was taken away in the war. And the great Gaon of Poland, Rabban Levin. The big Goyin of Poland, he was in the Siam, he was in the Polish Senate. He was a Goyin Otsum, and he put out Svarim on himself, the Brachas and others. And he has a Sefer Hadrash for Inus, Muyudike Yudua Dikidarsu. So he says the following: the Tachash, the Emes, have a real reason to cry and to complain against HaKadosh Baruch. You created me with so many beautiful colors, and punkt, you have to stick this horn in the middle of my head and I have to look mias. So what's the tachlis of all the beauty that you gave me? It all becomes famias with the horn that you put in the middle. Over the tachash, it says, sasguna shesos u'mispar agavanim shalom. It doesn't look at the glass half empty. It looks at the glass half full. It thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he gave him this beauty, and at least he's able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this. So that's the ultimate in Ahavas Hashem. Right? Ahavas Hashem is not when everything goes well and everything is fine and beautiful and everything's fine and, oh, I love Hashem, we love you Hashem, thank you Hashem, thank you Hashem. First day, you have to thank Hashem. Everything is good. So what's the kunz? The Kunz is when things are not going so well. The Kunz is when a person is having this shyness and problems and still he loves Hashem. That's the emes that God has Hashem. That's why the tachash was zoyche, that it was put on the top. Despite the fact that it has this lekusa that takes away from the beauty, despite the fact that it has this mur, it doesn't look at that. It thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what it has. Those are their drashna here. They should make for me a beis hamikdash, and I will dwell amongst them. The Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to build the house of Avodah. That's where the Hakrov is going to be. You're Isaac in the binyan of the beis hamikdash from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKaychav, the entire day. V'Hakol Chayovim Livnois, men and women, everybody is chayv to take part, whether it's with work, whether it's with money. This is the Rambam in Perek Aleph Yudbeis, Halakha Yudbeis, Mehilchos Beis HaBchira says the same thing. Everybody has to take part. But also we Migdosh, everybody has to have a chayv in the Beis HaMigdosh. Hagoyin Rabbi Baron. Zeichet Tzadik Mivracha, he brought a, he used to daven by Yosem Shulam Mikdash David, he has a Edom over here, Shachner, who was in our neighborhood, so he used to come, he used to speak every now and then by us. He was from the Doilei Chashuvei Miri Yeshiva, very Choshev Talmud Chacham, he's a Rav in Montreal. And he heard from a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, Hagoyin Rabbi Boyarsky, said Tzadik, was a very Choshe the Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim said over the following maisa. So the Chofetz Chaim, when he built, made his yeshiva, so he didn't have a building, he didn't have funding. So where was the yeshiva? In the shul, the Rav and the Beis HaKnesses. Of course, you know, there was always friction between Balabata. The shtender wasn't in place, and this wasn't cleaned up, and now whatever. Can't do it. Okay, but they were able to make it through. The Chofetz Chaim sometimes used to clean up himself, you know, just to make sure to alleviate the friction between the two sides. Okay, so finally, he got already very full, a lot of Talmidim coming from all over. Chofetz Chaim came to the Akara that this is not the place, they have to build a yeshiva. So he made an announcement that they're making an appeal for funds for the yeshiva, and everybody's welcome to donate to the yeshiva. Is given, there was a fellow that lived in the next town. He wasn't a very big Talmud Chacham. He was a wealthy man. They used to call him Rav Moshe the Dorosman. He came from the small town. So he approaches the Chofetz Chaim. He says, Rebbe, he says, my wife and I, we were both Baruch Hashem zoyche to a nice amount of wealth. But we were never zoyche to children. So we want to be menad of the Gansi Yeshiva. We don't want to give the money for the entire building, whatever it costs, we're giving. So one would say, Mamish, Chofetz Chaim would be jumping at the daigus raising money for a building. Chofetz Chaim would jump at it. Chofetz Chaim, Mamish was very misragish from the fellow's rotzen. He says, Ostik Bench, $90 things. But I'm sorry, I can't accept your offer. Oh, I can't accept my offer. So he says, when it comes to a Beis HaMikdash, it says, Va'osu l'imikdash v'shachanti v'soicham, it's a mitzvah on everybody in Klal Yisrael to build. Everybody has a chiyuv to build, and everybody has a schus to build. So for me to give the schus away to you and to take away the schus from everybody else, so I don't think I could really do that. Who thinks like that? Well, I finished it. Kitzur Moshe was intent. He wanted a zecher for his neshama. He didn't have children. So he wanted to, you know, eternalize his zecher with his wife through yeshiva. So he took the Chofetz Chaim to a din Torah. So where did he take him to a din Torah? He called him to Vilna to go to Rav Chaim Moshe. So they traveled together to the din Torah, to Rav Chaim Moshe. Ooh, and this yid, he's Teveya, he's the Teveya. He places his claim in front of Chaim Isaac. And the Chofetz Chaim explains his point of view, why he can't do that. gets a Maizer, Chaim Moshe is thinking, Chakima the Yehudoy is thinking. He says, good, we'll make a compromise. He says, Rav Moshe wants to donate the Beis Medrash, so the entire Mizrach Vant will be his. And they'll put up a plaque on the Mizrach Vant that this was donated by Rav Moshe and his Rebbe. And the other three walls will be Shayach to Klal Yisrael. So this Rav Boyarsky says he remembers that the plaque was on that Mizrach Vant, you know. Anyway, on the way home, so I saw two different nuschois. One nusach was that the Chofetz Chaim sensed that Rav Moshe still had a shtickle time. Another one was that Rav Moshe asked him for a bracha. Either way, Chofetz Chaim gave him a bracha. I give you a bracha that as long as I am alive, you'll be alive also. So he was older than the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim was nifter at a very, very ripe old age. And shortly afterwards, the seed was nifter. But anyway, this is the V'osuli Migdosh V'shachanti V'soichom. Everybody has a chelik in building the Beis HaMikdosh. V'osisa minoira zohav tohar. You should make a minoira of pure gold. Mikshor te'osa ha-minoira. The minoira should be oisgehakt. It has to be chiseled out of a solid piece of gold. Rashi says te'osa ha-minoira me'eleho. Should be made by itself. It doesn't say tase. It says teyose, me'eleho. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was miskasha in the menorah. He didn't understand exactly how to make it. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hashlech es hakikar wa'or. Throw the big chunk of gold into the fire. V'hinases me'eleho, and it'll be made by itself. So the famous question is asked, that if it was made by itself, so why was it necessary l'chadchila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show Moshe Rabbeinu the exact thing of the menorah? Benkach or benkach. Hashem knew that Moshe Rabbeinu will not be able to make the menorah on his own. Zoktas Vazemes, that the Torah is coming to teach us over here, that when a person, be'emes, he strains himself, and he's oisik, lefi, his holy yecholos, to do a maisah mitzvah. So even though there's a chelik of the mitzvah, that it's impossible for him to be mekayim, he'll be zoich, it'll be done, memela somehow, some way. But you have to put all the effort into it. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the menorah, so that he should be able to put all the effort into it. You're able to put all the effort into it, the b'soif HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way of making it happen. But you have to put all your effort into it, and that's what the Torah is teaching us over here, with the Maisa menorah, that you should see it. He had to see it, and he had to study it, and he had to harv on it, and he had to be omel v'yogeya, and even if at the end it was impossible, or it was done through him. That's the seif. Shmuel Vosner, Seif Tzadik Lebrachim. So he once went to be Menachem Avol, an enikel of Reb Kiveg. So he went to the Talmud, he goes inside, he sits and he tells the Yenikul, you know, you look like Ruki Vega. Okay, fine. The Talmud is wondering, where did Shmuel Vosner meet Ruki Vega to know that the Talmud looks like Ruki Vega? So afterwards he asked him, how did the Rebbe know what Ruki Vega looks like? So he said, he was one time harving on Ruki Vega, Shalos HaTshuvos Ruki Vega. He couldn't understand it. He was harving and harving, he was crying, Mama, she couldn't understand it. That night, Rav Kiveg came to him in a cholim and he told him the truth. He saw Rav Kiveg. Imagine that, to learn with Rav Kiveg and Niflamai. That's shot. Somebody tries, he's amal v'yogeya. He says, eventually, say, if you look at all the binyonim in Klal Yisrael today, you look at what, after World War II, in Klal Yisrael, all the Ayin Hara has accomplished, it boggles the mind, I say this all the time. It has to be the Derech Nes. There's no way in the world, there's no nation, there's no people in the world. Look around at all the different cultures and look around at all the different neighborhoods and all the different communities. Is there anybody that has as beautiful community as Yidden have? Everywhere, wherever you go, Muncie, Lakewood, Williamsburg, Borough, it's a Shaykh. And all these organizations that were built up, Shaloi Kederach HaTeva, nobody has this. Look at all these different Hatzolah, and Misaskim, and Chaverim, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. The organizations, you know, the medical organizations, you have a Shuki Berman, and you have a Refuah, and you have, it's Nairav HaOyim, what's going on. Now, how's that happen? Kederach HaTeva, nobody else has it. Teretz is, if there's a Rotzen, and you work hard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes beyond that Ratzon and beyond the capability, and he makes it all happen. That's the only answer to it. Kichol asher ani maro yisko, he's tavnus ha-mishkan, he's tavnus kol keila, v'chein tasu, zog Rashi, v'chein tasu v'dayus. So you should do for generations, that in case a keili breaks, or it gets lost, you should do exactly the way I told you now. R'chaim v'lozhin, says a different pshat over here. V'chein tasu l'dayrus, a different pshat. I'll peel what the Gros says. The Gros says that the whole essence of the Beis HaMikdash, of all of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, was all to spread the Ruach of Torah. The whole Beis HaMikdash was filled with the Ruach of Torah, the Kamidus. The Oren had a hashpo on the entire building. So after V'chaim v'lozhiner, a person should not make the mistake of thinking that this was a physical edifice. That's not what it was. It was not a physical binyan, it was a ruchniistic binyan. And from each chelek of the Beis HaMikdash and each keli, we have to take a different ruchniistic lesson. And that's what it means, v'chein tasa l'dayus. We should make ourselves into a Beis HaMikdash. We should take the lessons of each keli, of the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. I just saw now on this week's, I didn't have a chance to read the whole thing, unfortunately. The Torah Savigda for this week speaks about Pnimius and Chitzonius. He says that Rav Simcha Zisel said that whenever you learn something in the Torah, you have to rip off its Chitzonius. You have to rip off the outer cover and see what it's telling us inside. He says, Rav Chaim V'lozhiner says that's what the Mishkan, that's what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. You have to take the pnimius of each thing, and we have to apply it to ourselves, and we have to make the Beis HaMikdash out of ourselves. So he says it brings down a Moed Kipshat from Hagoyin Rav Shmuel Oyerbach Zatzal. It brings down a Moed Kipshat. The Gemara Masechtas Yuma says that on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Emes Ma'anedar Hoya Kohen Gadol, it says in me, Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the whole nation used to be Malavim. The Yomtev Hoya Oysel, the Choloi Abodi, made a whole celebration. A Kleinikai, Klal Yisrael was Seymach on the Kohen Gadol for his Avoida, and they were worried. Would they have a good year or not? And that was dependent on his Avoida, if it was accepted or not. So when he left, B'Shoah, they escorted him. The Gemara in Yumad Afayin Aleph says over a Maisa, one in Kippur, the nation was following the Kohen Gadol. And all of a sudden, Shmai and Avtali, they appeared. So everybody left the Kohen Gadol, and they went to Shmai and Avtali. Apparently, the Kohen Gadol did not like that. He made a comment, you know, let the nations of the world come to Klal Yisrael, because they gave it. So he gave them like a missile of a shtech. So they answered him back, what the nations of the world come to in Sholem, because they do like the Maisim of Aaron, who is an Oyer Sholem Aroyder Sholem, and the Bnei Aaron that don't do Oyer Sholem Aroyder Sholem, they should not come. Anyway, what prompted the people to leave the Kohen Gadol to go to Shmai Avtali? The Kohen Gadol, he just did the Avodah for them. They realized that their whole year was totally in his Avodah. So what prompted them to leave for the Kohen Gadol's Avodah? Because they realized that Kohen Gadol was somebody that was working in the Beis HaMikdash. He was Taka Chashev Yid. If he was Chashev, if he made it out, he was Chashev. He was working in the Beis HaMikdash. But they were a Beis HaMikdash. Shmai and Avtali and the Etzem were a Beis HaMikdash. That's the Va'osuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soichem that Rav Chaim V'lozhiner says you're supposed to make a Beis HaMikdash out of yourself. So the Kohen Gadol was Taka Chashev. He did his avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. They were a living Beis HaMikdash. They were Amal V'Yogei in Torah, they were Amal V'Yogei in their Midas, and they ingrained in it within themselves, so they became a Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Gemara says in the Masechta Soita, Yikarehi mipninim, mikoyen godol shenichnis lefnai velifnim. Even greater than the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because they made a Beis HaMikdash out of themselves. That's Yikarehi mipninim. It says about the Aron, Yibayisu michutz titzapenu zohav. Rav says in the Sefer Yuma, Kol Talmud Chacham she'ein toichei kebarei, ein ei Talmud Chacham. Any Talmud Chacham whose inside is not like his outside is not a Talmud Chacham. Just like it says over here, Yibayisu michutz titzapenu zohav. The Aron represents the Talmud Chacham. He has to be the same on the inside and on the outside. The Alta tells the Rav, Yosef Yudalei Vlachs, that's how he asked the question. So why was the middle made out of wood? You have to be completely gold. Slamas did. Why was the middle made out of wood? Zokta tells the Rav, Amayu de Gazach, Kozman, a person is alive. Kozman, a person is human. He has to realize he has Chimer, he has Gashmius within him. He's never going to escape it. No matter how much he works on himself. Right, it could be gold, mibayis, and michutz. Over toich toich, he's still a human being. And toich toich, there's still a yetzahara over there. And toich toich, he has to work on himself. And yitzrei shalodim is gabel over chol yoyim, and kol hagodol mechavera yitzrei gadol imen. Adarabah, the greater a person becomes. Hashem wants him to have a koyach habachira, so he ups. Now we don't understand that. We can't understand that, what kind of yetzaharas they have. From the Gemara in Kiddushin, it's Mashma Kipshute, that the regular Yetzaharas get bigger. Once a Abaya once saw a boy and a girl walking together, you know, and he followed them. He was Choshen, maybe an Aveiru will be done. Walk together, nothing. Finally, they ended, they came to the end, they had to part ways. So the boy said, oh, fine, nice walking together with you, and they parted. So Abaya said, I would not be able to do that, right? Over. So a person has to realize, as great as the bias and the chutz is, there's still the eitz in between, there's still the chaymer in between, and a person can never escape that. That's what a person has to realize. Agut and Shabbos.
With the tachash,
yeah.